MLA Tyler Shandro, he is the Minister of Justice. He joins us on the line today. Minister, thank you very much for joining us. A blueprint in rural policing has been established. Comments on the fact that it's been established, please.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, this is a great opportunity for us. We've been getting lots of questions and feedback from municipalities. And so, and a request for us to provide more information on these types of questions. You know, would we keep all of the attachments that we currently have open? Would we reduce or increase the number of police officers in our detachments? So we want to be able to answer those questions for those municipal leaders and show that actually we think that 95% of our detachments can be increasing in size, in particular the 40% of our detachments that are in remote and rural areas.
You mentioned in the press release here, Mr. Minister, that 275 frontline police officers are coming to the smallest detachments or some of the smallest detachments in the province. Now, I guess I'm talking a little bit about the Peace region here that extends maybe from Slave Lake all the way to BC and the Northwest Territories. How much of an impact is it going to be, especially, specifically, in northwestern Alberta?
Well, in remote areas like the Northwest, it's going to have a significant impact. We have a lot of detachments like High Level that will have only three officers in that detachment. So by saying that we think that the minimum size of a detachment should be 10, there are a lot of our detachments in that area that will be not even just doubling, but tripling in size, more than tripling in size. So a great opportunity for us to say, if we have this type of oversight, us as a province, over how we deploy our resources, we think we can have fewer folks in a bureaucratic role and more of them in a community like those detachments in the Northwest.
The blueprint has been established here. What is the next step in the process for this?
Well, no decisions have been made, and we've been consulting with municipal leaders since I came in this role. We've been meeting with them since March, and we'll continue to meet with municipal leaders, with RMA and Alberta municipalities, and those types of organizations. We have been having webinars. We'll do further public engagement as well. And Premier Kenney's made it clear, no major policy decisions before his retirement in October. But then I guess it would be left to a future government to decide whether to proceed with this or not.
Having said that, Mr. Minister, how have the consultations been?
They've been great. They've honestly just been so fantastic for us to be able to hear the feedback and questions from folks directly, in particular from municipal leaders, hearing their concerns. The number one concern I hear from municipal leaders is about costs, and then being able to reiterate for those municipal leaders that our commitment to municipalities is that this would not have any increase in their costs in policing. And so being able to answer questions like that, like the deployment model, that blueprint that we released last week, has been really helpful. It's been fantastic.
I also see in the press release here that First Nations police services are established in this blueprint as well. How big of an impact, and how big is that in general, especially with the First Nations communities?
Great question. This blueprint could really help our current self-administered Indigenous police services that are already here. There's three of them, and be able to make sure that they're sustainable. The federal government, quite frankly, is making it really difficult for these communities and for them to be sustainable. They don't fund them equitably. They don't allow their funding to be flexible, and it really is a negative impact on Indigenous communities. We're saying we're going to fill in that gap in the meantime until the federal government comes to the table. We're going to make sure that we have a blueprint, a deployment model that's going to support those communities so that the current Indigenous police services are sustainable. And then we're also providing grants to Indigenous communities that want to look into setting up their own self-administered. And so we're providing those grants so those folks would be able to take a look, does a new service work for me, or maybe looking at an existing Indigenous police service like Lakeshore Regional or something like that, and maybe having them also police our Indigenous community. And so we're really pleased to work with the existing services here in Alberta, but also being able to help folks look at the question whether they should be setting up their own new service.
You mentioned, Mr. Minister, that no decisions are being made at this point, but considering this blueprint, do you see potential growth happening with this blueprint and in the model?
I see. Yeah, great question. And yeah, we are going to continue to engage with Albertans to get that feedback. We've been, as we get questions as well, adding on our website, futureofavpolicing.ca, there's a frequently asked questions section there. We're adding to that as we go along and continuing to fill in, provide more information to Albertans as they have questions and feedback for us on the details if there was to be a provincial police service.
MLA Tyler Shandro is the Minister of Justice for the province of Alberta. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much, Keith.